Hey, Voice Assistant. Programar cuarto nuevo.
Especificar el cuarto de la casa.
Atico.
Solo puedo agregar cuartos con internet.
Por eso, ahora que tenemos AT&T OFA y somos gigillonarios, hay cobertura de esquina a esquina, hasta el ático.
Recalculando.
Ahora con AT&T AllFi, agrega Wi-Fi de esquina a esquina. Obtén AT&T Fiber con AllFi y vive como guiguillonario. Disponibilidad limitada. La cobertura requiere extensores por un cargo adicional.
New now, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with you as always. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, I'm super, super happy to announce that we have officially launched our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary artists, soul-share interviews, retreat guests that come here to the Mystic Manor to join me and the interviewee on the stage during the last night of their stay, their week-long stay, as well as the show concluding with live musical performances. We're going to be releasing episodes every other Sunday at 11:11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can go to optimistic.tv, that's spelled OptimysticTV, to join our watch party for each future episode's release or to check out past episodes. We're originally going to be releasing Optimistic episodes every Sunday. However, as a community, following the flow of what is wanting to come through in these unique and unprecedented times with so many of our soul family stuck at home, craving connection, we have decided to move to releasing episodes every other Sunday so that those of us here on the production team at the Mystic Manor can free up some time and energy to help create virtual community for all of you P-heads out there. And we are accomplishing that aim by launching our new Mystic Manor online retreat and play shops re-membership program. It's going to entail live play shops twice daily, 7 days a week, behind the scenes footage here at the Mystic Manor each day, access to a Facebook group where we do short, interactive, 1 minute video challenges and reflect back to each other about our experiences, live Q&As with me and some of the other facilitators, and more. It's a super, super robust program. It's facilitated by over a dozen of us here at the Mystic Manor, and in an effort to support all you P-heads out there stuck at home craving connection, for a limited time, it is going to be totally free to sign up on our Patreon page, which is linked at optimistic.tv. Just be sure to fill out the form link that's located at the top of our About section on Patreon so we can make sure you have access. Otherwise, we're super excited to have you join in all the magic with us that's happening here every single day at the Mystic Manor and to expand our community together. Here we grow.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am solo. Usually Samantha's with me on Tuesdays, but her internet was out, and so that means we couldn't connect. So here I am, all by my lonesome, but not really. All of you are here tuning in with me, so I don't feel so alone. You know, last week I read a bit from Dolores Cannon's The Three Waves of Volunteers and the New Earth, and I was going through it a little bit more this week, and I found even more good stuff that I want to go over today. But before I do, I'd also like to talk a little bit about this ascension process that we're going through and how interesting it is. Maybe many of you have heard this or seen it out there, that corona means crown. In Latin, it is Latin for crown. And of course, that goes along with our crown chakra. And what is the crown chakra? It is our vibratory indicator. It is our identity, our mark of our vibration. It is the indicator that says we're moving to the new earth or not. And so if I have time, I'll go into that a little bit more after I read from Dolores Cannon's book. But I just thought that was an interesting little tidbit to share with you, because this whole process is about our ascension and our choices that we're making along this chaotic time, and whether we can stay centered in love through the toughest of times or not. And these are the choices that we get to make on this path towards ascension, towards the new earth. So, talking about what we're going through right now, getting to this transition, getting through this transition period, I should say. So, in the book, Three Waves of Volunteers and the New Earth, in the chapter called The Old Earth, Dolores asks her client named Anne this question. I have been told that these changes are going to cause a separation into two Earths, the Old Earth and the New Earth, as the vibrations and the frequencies increase. Is that correct? That is correct. There is a different world, if you will, which some souls will remain or choose to live in after the changes. The world that keeps that level of vibration they wish to stay in, and that will be where they remain or move into. But the new energies will only be livable for those who have worked their own energy up to that vibration. But the turbulence you spoke of, will that be on the old earth? It is now that we go through these changes. This is the time of transformation in the next few years, and the outcome has been prophesied by many. I just want to pause here and say this book was written 10 years ago. It was published in 2011. I don't have much to add to that other than those who are here now need to remember the important role they are playing in the physical before the changes happen or before the final changes happen. In the midst of the process, there is a need for those who are here to give the assistance, to line up, if you will, as if it were in the military. It is time for them to show up and be aware that they are being called to be very present and ready and maintain their ground, because there might be situations in which a soul might be in a crucial point where they could go either or vibrational wise, and you may be able to make the difference at that time. What do you mean by either or? Their spiritual growth may be in a gray area where they may qualify to step up to a higher vibration if only they have the courage to jump, or else they may choose not to, and that is their choice. But your role, if you keep your energy, may be crucial for someone in that situation, because you may be the hand that extends for them to jump. Make the jump into the higher vibration? Yes. But the higher vibration, the new earth, will not experience this turbulence? No. It seems as though right now we are in this part that is experiencing the turbulence. It is just the beginning. It has begun, but the chaos has not begun. The chaos, the madness of people running around in confusion because all of their illusions have been shattered. That will be the time of the test of the strength that needs to come forth for those of you who are here to help in the process. There will be a time where people are running in the streets confused and in fear, not unlike the hurricane in Louisiana. That's what I was thinking of, the tsunami and the hurricanes. But that, multiplied worldwide in most cities, is a very different scenario. Are there going to be similar disasters in many cities? Some caused by natural, some caused by those in power who are making every effort to keep things the way they are. They are aware of the changes they refuse to accept. It's like a child who doesn't want to hear the truth, and they refuse to admit they are no longer in charge. So they continue to cling to these ways and may cause more confusion. They feel they may be able to slow down the process and maintain a low vibration by keeping fear on the surface. They're trying to instill fear in the people? Fear has always been in people, because that's how most, if not all, the societies of this world have functioned for many years. fear is the way they have maintained power. And almost everyone in this world is in fear. There are different levels of fear, but these changes and the technology has allowed everyone to communicate freely, have caused a great deal of concern for those in power, because now the fear is vanishing. Many things that are recurring, even the catastrophes, act as a catalyst to bring fear out, so it is dealt with. And so, it is cleansing in a way. But those in power don't want this process to occur, and they prefer to keep a level of fear under the water, if you will. Like a desperate child, they try every tactic they can think of at this time to not let that fear dissipate, because that is what is happening. The fear is dissipating despite what the surface seems to show. People are beginning to think for themselves. They are. They are confronting their own demons, if you will, because life is taking them places where they have to see things that other times they haven't had to deal with. Therefore, their fears, although they are very present, are at least coming to the surface, whereas before they were not. Therefore, it is a cleansing that, as it continues, will only liberate more and more, which is a process that those in power are very aware of. They want to slow it down, thinking there might be a way to prevent it. So they will push and push to every extreme they can until things get very difficult, and many people will not be prepared for that edge they are pushing for. Is war one of those things? The war, absolutely the wars. Also, they're diseases that they scare people with. These diseases are not really there, are they? They can be if people choose to allow those energies to enter their body. But for the most part, they are only in the energetic fields. And like anything else that is talked about or thought about, it can become reality in the physical. Yes, if enough people accept it as their reality. But the diseases are extremely blown out of proportion. They are not the epidemics that they are portrayed to be. The media and the movies are showing you their desperation as they insist in presenting to the masses information that is completely negative and fear-based. Subject matter such as murder, death, and betrayal, attacks and such that keep the consciousness focused on these matters, as opposed to portraying in the media images of hope and inspiration. But, nevertheless, there are enough of those positive messages being broadcast at this time that, like a domino effect, they are no longer stoppable. Another fear the government is trying to promote is terrorism. Yes, it's just another tool, like the diseases, to find excuses to give people a reason to be afraid and not unify, but to trust that the government will solve their problems. They are imaginary problems, and in the subconscious, many people are becoming aware of this. They are no longer believing, although many are in the masses. But on their subconscious level, they are beginning to awaken, and the power knows this. That is the reason they are resorting to ridiculous stories that only those who wish to believe in them, because anybody with a logical and reasonable mind could not believe them. Yes, anyone who thinks for themselves. So, they are presenting the masses the opportunity to choose because they are pushing for an edge. And in that way, they are serving a purpose by pushing the edge so that everybody makes a choice, because this is a time of choice. This is no longer a time of middle ground and neutrality.
Before we continue, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about our new sponsor, BetterHelp. As you know, we do everything we possibly can on the show to help people shift their perspectives to help them lead a healthy and happy life. That being said, sometimes we really just need someone to talk to directly that can help us navigate whatever challenge we're going through at that time. And if you're at that point in your life currently, BetterHelp makes this process super convenient by connecting you with a professional counselor in a safe and private environment, either on video, phone, or via text chats. BetterHelp has licensed therapists that specialize in almost any scenario you may be struggling with, such as depression, anxiety, grief, trauma, or relationship issues. And if you don't like the counselor you get assigned for any reason, you can request a new one at any time. Best of all, not only is it a convenient option, it's also affordable. And if you use the code POSITIVEHEAD, it's even more affordable because you get 10% off your first month. So if you're hearing this and you get the feeling that one of BetterHelp's 3,000 licensed therapists could help get you to where you want and deserve to be mentally, head over to betterhelp.com/positivehead and be sure to use the discount code positivehead, all one word, to get 10% off your first month.
This is certainly a time of choice. I just wanted to remind you all that this book was written 10 years ago, so it's not talking about this time specifically. It's talking about basically what this person's higher self was seeing in a probable or possible timeline. And so I just find it very interesting that it has so many similarities to what we're going through. And it also provides us a really nice way to look at it differently, so we're not so scared. And also to understand that this time is such a beautiful time, providing us this choice, this beautiful choice between love and fear. And that choice that we make within ourselves is what will set our vibration. That is where our violet ray, our crown chakra, that is where it will show what our vibration is. And so I just find it so freaking interesting, this coronavirus, this virus that is causing us to all take a look at our vibration, at our totality, and see where we are, calling us to make a choice. Because in life, there are so many potentials to this experience, and especially when it comes to our relationships with others in the world around us. And those potentials can be both positive and negative. And the positive influence can also be maintained by remembering that the Creator is within all of it. And always remembering that, never forgetting it. Having an attitude of loving gratitude for each and every experience that we have, even and especially through the challenging times. Because what happens then, that catalyst that's provided for us in these times, when we look at it positively, that then provides us this opening and strengthening for our ability to function in a more positive manner. So the more we do it, the more it strengthens our ability to do it. And the only protection that we need ever is very, very simple. It's love. We just need to be thankful in every moment, regardless of what is going on externally. Being grateful, seeing ourselves as Creator, as one with all there is, keeping our hearts open, always knowing, remembering the light and love, and being grateful for it. That's all the protection we ever need. So I wanted to read a little bit from The Law of One, which is the raw material. And there is a lot of talk about energetics in there and how the chakras work and how we balance our chakras. But I wanted to read this one little blurb because I think it would be helpful for all of us to understand how to work with our energies at this time. So we have two types of energy. We attempt to move the meeting place of inner and outer energies to a higher place. There are two ways of doing this. All experiences are attracted to us through the lower pole and must be seated within oneself. They must be observed, experienced, balanced, accepted, and then seated within your being. As you grow in self-acceptance and awareness of the lessons or catalysts you experience, the meeting place will rise. Each experience is seated in the root chakra and considered as to its survival content. When one seeks to understand their experiences, they will be understood sequentially through the chakras. After understanding the survival lesson of the experience, you move on to understand it in terms of personal identity. Then, in terms of social situations, then in terms of universal love, then in terms of how the experiences affects free communication, and then in terms of how the experience can be linked to universal energies. And lastly, in terms of the sacramental nature of each experience. All the while, the Creator lies within you. The North Pole or Crown Chakra is already in place, and each person is potentially a god. This energy can be actualized through humble and trusting acceptance of it, through meditation and contemplation of yourself and of the Creator. Where the energies meet is where the serpent reaches its height. When this energy is uncoiled and approaches universal love and radiance of being, a person is in a state where they are ready to ascend. So there it is, a simple little formula of going within. All of us have so much time to go within right now. So there it is. All the chakras go through those steps, examining each experience, balancing it, accepting it. And what they're talking about there is Kundalini rising. Wherever these energy points, your upper and your south and north energies, upper and lower, however you want to call it, wherever they meet, that is where your vibration is. And so the universal love, the heart center, is where we want to be vibrating. And that is the only thing we need to do in order to ascend with the new earth, is be in our heart center. And also remember, if any of you are having a hard time, reach out on the Facebook group, start up a discussion. There's so much good support and great advice and friendships being made all the time there. And it's just beautiful. So I encourage you to join our community if you're not already a part of it. And I think that's it for me today, everybody. I'm going to leave you with a song. This is Ayla Nerio, Wheel of Time. Until next time, everyone. Love you all.
And if you're feeling the call to come for a week retreat style mystic manor immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor.
May my voice be strong and this step be light. May my learning come on this wheel of time. As a breath be took, may the lessons glide. Swiftly as a wind, gentle as a sigh. Hear it calling me home. Hear it calling me listening. Hear it calling my soul. Come and be my guide. Walking by my as a breath be taken, given, taken, given, calling me home, come and be my guide.
Here it comes. And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.